Pro Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. They are Hawk and Animal, the Legion of Doom. I'm certain you heard the comments earlier on from the men that are going to be challenging you tonight for these titles. Power and Glory, Paul Roma, and the mighty Hercules, Animal.
That's right, Gene. Hawk and I are back there watching the monitor, and we couldn't help overhearing you two little geeks. You tell us we don't deserve to be champions. You tell us you're going to show us where the power and who is the glory. How do you think we got to be world champions? By beating nobodies? We've beaten the best that the World Wrestling Federation has to offer, and we're going to be champions for a long, long time. Right, Hawk?
What about it, Hawk?
Swelling of the fluid sac surrounding the brain, contusions, inner bleeding. These are the things that our dreams are made of. Power and Glory. And you'll soon be renamed Sour and Glory. Because when we get done with you, your mother won't accept the looks that you have been thrown about the ring from one end to the other right here in London.
You know, gentlemen, aside from your title defense, I don't know if I, with the magnitude of this title defense, I don't know if I should touch on it, but it's conceivable the two of you are going to be involved in the gigantic battle royal at the end of the night. Now, I tried to ask a couple of people earlier on what would happen, say, for instance, if Hawk and Animal, if you were to be the final two men in the ring at the end of the battle royal, how would things shake
up? Just one way to sum that up, Mean Gene. You see, Gene, Hawk and I, ever since we were little punk kids in Chicago, we've been against the odds all our life. And we've proven, just the way a lot of people out there have proven, that you can be something. And now, we're the WWF World Tag Team Champions. And after we beat you, Power and Glory, we're coming after that battle royal. Because there's nothing better that the Legion of Doom likes is a good gang fight. Right, Hawk?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. They are the Legion of Doom, Animal, and Hawk. Their title defense tonight is against Power and Glory, and it all happens here at Royal Albert Hall. Speaking of that, let's get back outside to my close friends and colleagues, the Weasel and you, Gorilla Monsoon.
Welcome back, Wrestling Fandom Podcast listeners. This is going to be a tribute show to Road Warrior Animal, who we lost today, Wednesday. I know the show comes out on Saturdays, but I had to do a Road Warrior Animal tribute show. This morning, when I woke up, I seen a tweet from Hulk Hogan talking about it, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought he was just BSing. Because Hogan's made this mistake before. And then I seen the post, his younger brother's post about it. And then about 5 minutes later, his own Twitter posted about it. So today, I got a few friends sending in some words about Road Warrior Animal. Sorry. This is going to be a very emotional episode of Wrestling Fandom Podcast. And I think it's going to be a great one, to be honest. Probably going to be my best. I'll get into my thoughts on Animal later. I've got some interviews of the Road Warriors on this podcast. I'm sorry, guys. This is very hard for me, you know. So let's listen to this interview, and then after the interview we're gonna go to a good friend of mine, Tony Bova, sharing his thoughts and feelings about what happened this morning. So please stay tuned.
We're with the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, and Precious Paul Ellery.
That's right, as everybody knows out there, we're the guys that broke Jim Cornette's leg at Midnight Express. And Big Bubba, your legs are next, or we're going to break any kind of part of your body we can get our hands on. Now, as you people out there also know, myself, my brother Hulk, and Dusty Rhodes, another street brother, are the world's six-man champions, and we intend to defend those titles all over the country. Ain't that right, Hawk?
You got it, brother. Let me tell you people something. From scaffold matches to six-man tag team matches to buckhouse stampedes, all we want to do is fight, because that's what we're all about, fighting any way we can, up high, down low, in the street, wherever we go, we beat people up, and we're the best at it.
Once again, you wanted to say something about Jimmy Cornette?
I understand he's back.
He's back, all right. You've proved one thing, Jimmy Cornette. You commit your blunders with superb efficiency. And standing in front of you is the two men that threw you down off of the scaffold 25 feet in the air to the bottom of the ring. Now, we realize that you've had surgery on both knees, and we realize that you've also signed some more of these matches. So think about it, Midnight Express. Think about it, anybody else who gets into a match against Animal and Hawk and goes 25 feet in the air or enters a bunkhouse stampede with $25,000, $50,000, whatever it may be. It's the pride of the Legion of Doom that makes us number one, that makes us walk away with all the gold. Number one in professional wrestling.
Today we lost a extremely amazing athlete who allowed us as children to open our hearts and minds to an amazing sport that we call professional wrestling. As a kid growing up watching the Road Warriors, when they hit the ring, the first thing you thought of was, whoa, who in the heck are these guys? They were the real life superheroes that we needed. And in a time that needed a positive influence, wrestling took that spot. Road Warrior Hawk is now able to hit the Doomsday Device off the top cloud. Rest in peace, Animal, Joe Laurinaitis. Thank you so much for all you've done. Thank you for allowing us to believe in something that was bigger than us.
Fuji in the Meadowlands! It's gonna be 2 or 3! That's right, 2 or 3! Us two against you three, and you guys are the underdog, because we want you, Fuji! You're responsible for everybody getting tripped with that cane or getting hit in the back! You're going down! Tell them,
and when we go through your two guys like a stinking lawnmower right over the grass, we're gonna get you, Fuji! And we're going to set you up on the big man's shoulders. And then I'm coming off the top. And we're going to watch you do a 360 flip. Think about it. Good for us, but bad for you.
Thank you, Tony Bova, for them nice words. Like I said, this has hit quite a bit of people hard. Road Warrior, Animal will definitely be missed. Like I said, I apologize. It's kind of a hard thing to do when every few months you see a piece of your childhood fade away. I know I don't have to explain that to you fans. You know it as well as I do. I have another message from another good friend, a fellow person in the business. So let's go to Jake.
The passing of Road Warrior Animal is definitely sad. My entire childhood, even to this day as a 33-year-old man, my favorite tag team of all time has been and always will be the Legion of Doom. It was extremely sad when Hawk died, especially the circumstances surrounding his death. I know he was battling his own demons. I'm not sure about Road Warrior Animal, but 60 years old, I mean, that just seems so young. Everything about him and the tag team overall just drew me in, how big and strong they were. You know, as much as I enjoyed them, I also feared them because, you know, I'm a kid and, you know, face paint and the Black Widow on his forehead. What really drew me into the Legion of Doom was the 1992 SummerSlam versus Money Inc. It was the ride on the Harleys. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. But yeah, the professional wrestling world lost not only a good man, but the remaining member of Legion of Doom. I'm extremely thankful for the memories and matches I got to see. Unfortunately, I never got to see them live. But I think I'm going to go watch SummerSlam 1992 right now. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. The entire card's great, but one of my personal favorite matches, aside from British Bulldog and Bret Hart, is definitely the LOD versus Money Inc. match. So go check it out if you haven't already.
The Road Warriors with Paul Ellery.
Damn, Cracky, know something. Jim Cornette, you keep running your mouth for those two little weasels that are behind you. We're going to have to mow them down the way we do anything else. Now, let me tell you something. Crusher Khrushchev, I guess we didn't take care of you bad enough the first time. You keep shooting off your mouth and telling us about our paybacks. You come near us again, we'll put you down the same way you deserve to get put down, the warrior style.
Well, it's like my partner says, we got a couple things on our mind. The Midnight Express and the Koloffs. Now, some people think you should never have more than one team on your mind at one time. But those people don't have the kind of minds we got. I'll tell you what we got. We got sick minds. I don't want you people out there for 1 minute to ever think that Hawk or Animal is getting soft in any way, shape, or form. Because soft is a word we're just throwing out of our vocabulary right now. I'm going to tell you, Koloff, something. You think you're bad? Well, we put the B in bad. You put the S in stink. And bad is going to knock the stink right out of you.
That's right. You know, even when my boys are bad, they're very, very good, David Crockett. There's a lot of teams that have aspirations and visions as being as good as we are. Well, we're the best. We're number one. We stand alone on top of the hill, and you got to knock us down.
Let's go to the ring.
Thank you, Jake. Much appreciated with your help on this. Like I said, the Road Warriors were the greatest tag team of all time, bar none. There are plenty of arguments for other teams, such as the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, hell, even the New Age Outlaws, going more modern. But the impact on the business and us fans will never amount to another tag team like the Road Warriors. Straight up. Yeah. I have another audio clip here from a good friend of mine, Zach, also known as Z Money. Like I said, I'm sorry, guys. But let's listen to this one.
It's time to rewrite the history books, because only the victors write the history books. And I have returned, and this body, this machine, writes no checks. It can't cash. Tell them, animal.
Beverly Brothers, you've been spoiled all your lives. You've had the best teachers in the World Wrestling Federation. But now, get ready, because to us, you're a stepping stone to the WWF title. Tell them,
Hawk. There's many differences between you and us. For instance, you get pedicures at the beauty shop, and we take our nails and chop them off with an axe. You know something, Beverly Brothers? You're in for a lot of pain.
On Tuesday, the world lost a father, a son, a husband, and a brother who this past weekend had just celebrated his 60th birthday. That man's name was Joe Laurinaitis. The wrestling world lost one of its greatest fans, advocates, and performers. You know him as Road Warrior Animal. One half of one of the most, and often said to be, the most successful and dominant tag team in all of pro wrestling history. The Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, or whether you just called them Hawk and the Animal, they revolutionized the professional wrestling business the very second they set foot in it. With their style, their entrance, and their attire, they looked like they could kick your ass, and most importantly, especially in the case of Hawk, they would kick your ass from start to finish. Some of the toughest and baddest people in the wrestling business, when they looked at the sheet for the night, when they saw the name the Road Warriors, they said, I'm not getting in the ring with those guys. And they had some legendary, epic, ass-kicking battles. Whether it's teaming with Dusty Rhodes against the Horsemen, whether it's battling Jim Cornette in the Midnight Express in a scaffold match, or the Russians in a Russian scaffold match. These two men changed the face of wrestling forever. Road Warrior Animal was a Hall of Fame inductee, and rightfully so. He earned it. He earned every bit of it, every step of the way. Road Warrior Animal, we love you, we miss you, and thank you for the memories. Oh, what a rush.
That's why we come to you, Crusher and Baron. That's why we demanded to Stanley Blackburn that we have a title match. It could not be denied. 275 pounds of muscle and 290 pounds of muscle. Crusher and Baron, you have signed the dotted line, and you have signed away the AWA belt. For destiny lies with the Legion of Doom and the Road Warriors, and your destiny, Crusher and Baron, lies in defeat, Tomahawk.
Hey! Crusher and Rasky, listen up. I want you to watch this. I want you to look at this. This here thing. I call it the level. You want to know why I call it the level? Because that's what you are after it hits you. Level. Now this is sick. This don't care. It never has and it never will. And he don't care about nothing.
We don't care about nothing.
And this is the best manager money can buy. So how do you figure you got a chance? I don't figure you got a chance at all. Tell him, Paul.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You want to see merchants of destruction? You want to see the Lords of the Ring? A true smorgasbord of violence. Believe me, you've never seen anything like them in your life. Backing up from no man on God's green earth, look into their eyes and imagine what they have seen. Look at their hands and imagine what they have touched. And next, we will be touching the AWA belts, the world championship belts, the most coveted belts in the world, and they belong to us.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, we're all out of time. Vince, we'll be back.
Thank you, Z-Money. Much appreciated. You know, with Joe Laurinaitis, Road Warrior Animal passing this last week. It's really hit quite a bit of people really hard, like I've said earlier. I think it's due to the fact that all the legends we've lost recently in the last couple of years, you know, it's been health issues. And Road Warrior Animal was legitimately just taken from us. You know, early reports are indicating that he just died of natural causes. That's something to shoot for nowadays. So, in that case, Joe is lucky. I figured I'd give a little brief rundown, bio of Joe. For the ones that are either new to wrestling or just want a refresher, Joe Laurinaitis was born September 12th, 1960, and he passed away September 22nd, 2020, at the age of 60 years old. Joe grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and attended Irondale High School. After high school, he became a pretty well-known bouncer around the area. Joe and a few of the future legends of this business were all bouncers together at the famous Grandma B's. And Grandma B's is where their legendary trainer, Eddie Sharkey, the trainer of champions, spotted him. They all started training. Road Warrior Hawk, Rick Rude, Barry Darso. These gentlemen trained with Eddie Sharkey for a while in a very small building. And I believe on a boxing ring. Hearing some interviews from Animal, talked about the building was so small that when they would hit the ropes, they would hit the concrete wall and chip up their elbows and stuff. On September 9th, 1982, Joe Laurinaitis made his debut as the Road Warrior in Georgia Championship Wrestling. He defeated Randy Barber in very quick fashion. June 11th, 1983, the greatest tag team of all time debuted, making quick work of the team of Joe Young and Rick Barber in just over 2 minutes. Then over the next 9 years, the Road Warriors / Legion of Doom raised up to become the most dominant force in the wrestling business. From 1983 to 1992, in the original Road Warrior run, they racked up 7 tag team championships from all over the world and the United States. From the NWA, the AWA, All Japan Pro Wrestling, and the WWF. Plus 2-time NWA 6-man tag team champions with Dusty Rhodes. In 1990, the Road Warriors made their debut for the World Wrestling Federation. By the late 1992, Hawk had already left the WWF and Animal was on his own. Also in late 92, Animal suffered a very serious back injury. He was off for almost four years, collecting a Lords of London insurance policy. Now, Joe Animal made plenty of non-wrestling appearances during those 3 years, most notably appearing in WCW in 1993 from late summer to early fall. But this ride in the WCW was very short-lived. In January of 1996, the Goats of Tag Team Wrestling reunited and walked out on WCW's Clash of Champions to challenge then WCW Tag Team Champions Lex Luger and Sting to a match. But by June of 1996, the Road Warriors were gone again. In early 1997, the Manhattan Center, in front of a raucous Monday Night Raw crowd, the infamous words, "What a rush," came over the PA and the New York City exploded. While returning to the WWE, the Road Warriors spent 2 years with the WWF, and during those 2 years, captured for the second time the WWF Tag Team Championship. The Road Warriors during this run helped many tag teams establish and get over, such as the New Age Outlaws. In 1999, the Road Warriors were released from the WWF. The Road Warriors returned to All Japan Pro Wrestling and the indie circuit. But in 2001, Road Warrior Animal returned to WCW. It wasn't a very long stay, as Vince McMahon, a few short months later, purchased WCW, and Road Warrior Animal's contract was not picked up. But in 2003, on Monday Night Raw, the Road Warriors made a special appearance in a losing effort to then World Tag Team Champions RVD and Kane. After the death of his legendary tag team partner and best friend, Hawk, Animal returned to the WWE on a full-time basis, and upon his return, formed a short-lived tag team with Heidenreich. Animal and Heidenreich went on to Great American Bash 2005 to capture the WWE Tag Team Championships by defeating M&M. The team lasted only until January of 2006 when Heidenreich was released. A couple months later, in March, during a tag team match with Matt Hardy as his partner, Animal turned heel and returned to his original moniker, the Road Warrior. It was very short-lived, as Animal was released from the WWE in June of 2006. My apologies. After his release, Animal would make random appearances in the WWE. In 2011, the Road Warriors were finally inducted into their rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame class. Animal would make appearances on a magnitude of indies for the last 14 years of his life. Animal loved spreading his knowledge for the business to the younger athletes. Joe Animal Laurinaitis passed away 10 days after his 60th birthday. And unfortunately, passed away the night of his wedding anniversary. Our thoughts, our feelings, our prayers, and our condolences are with his wife Kim and his two children, his brothers, and the rest of their family and friends. You know, the Road Warriors changed this business. The Road Warriors at one time were the scariest thing in this business. From the interviews we've all heard, when you would be standing in the ring and you would hear the beginning of Iron Man, you would get that goosebumps and almost want to crap yourself. Now, if you were in Chicago, that was even worse. According to Jim Cornette, one night when they made their debut in Chicago with Jim Crockett Promotions, they worked the Midnight Express, and Jim Cornette said he seen these guys were going to be nuts already, because that's the energy of the Road Warriors. And then add in being in their gimmick hometown of Chicago, and the building sold out, and they're going crazy. Oh crap. You know, the Road Warriors can and will be most likely the greatest tag team of all time. And I'm not talking, you know, in ring, I'm not talking interviews, I'm just talking all around. These two did very basic things, but moved very quickly for such big guys that it captivated the whole entire world's audience. Then in Japan, they were mega stars, like Brody and Hanson level stars. I had to do this podcast for the simple fact that most of my audience's childhood is slowly fading away. And I'm sure this isn't going to be the last tribute podcast, but definitely the first. Road Warrior Joe, Road Warrior Animal, Laurinaitis. You, sir, we thank you for your love, for your support. And all the many, many hours, days, weeks, months, and years you spent away from your wife and your children to entertain us. We all thank you, and we all wish you rest in power and peace. Thank you, animal. Thank you.
It's Paul Ellery.
Hey, Tony Schiavone, let me say, the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup, the Warriors going to be there in Louisiana, and we're going to take that cup, Paul. We do what we say. You know something, Tony Schiavone? We're what this thing is country's all about. It's a violent society, and we're the product of our environment. What we say we're going to do, and we get it done. Let me tell you something, Russians. If we want that six-man competition, we'll take it home with us. And let me tell you something, Nikita and Ivan Koloff. You open up your big mouths again and try to discredit the Warriors, we'll slap your heads right off.
You know, Tony Schiavone, wrestling is a sport of opportunists. I've heard Ivan Koloff out here crying about making a foul ball fair by changing the baselines. Well, it just can't be done, Ivan Koloff. Cry all you want, you went down. Now, there's also been talk by Ric Flair. Now, Ric Flair, you're the cream of the crop. You're the blue chip of wrestling. But on top of that cream is a tiny little film, and it's the scum. It's the Legion of Doom, Ric Flair. Now, I want the Midnight Express to think about something. We're looking for you. Tell them, Hawk.
Hey, Ric Flair, I could spend a while talking to you and about you, but you're not worth it. I'll tell you one thing, though. I got more women in this world talking about my tongue than you do about your stinking suits, cars, and jewelry. And as for the Russians and Baron von Raschke, I got you listed as three rats. And you know what that makes us? Decon.
Jimmy Cornette, we're looking for you.
All right. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. We're coming right back.